The three presenters in the panel today are all awardees with, the shorthand is PCORI. And so I'm just going to do a brief introduction into PCORI and the ways that we support stakeholder engagement in research question development and prioritization, and then introduce our panelists, and then they will each present fabulous projects that they're doing in very different parts of the country. Virginia, Oklahoma, and Washington are their institutional home bases and have both local and national impact with their work. So PCORI, it's an independent research institute authorized by Congress in 2010 and governed by a 21-member board of governors representing the entire healthcare community. We are attached to the Affordable Care Act for our primary funding source. Primarily, we fund comparative clinical effectiveness research that engages patients and other stakeholders throughout the research process. And our main goal is to seek to answer real-world questions about what works best for patients based on their circumstances and concerns. So instead of focusing on efficacy trials, we support projects that are really looking at the effectiveness of at least two different interventions. And we have five priority areas: assessment of prevention, diagnosis, and treatment options, improving healthcare systems, communication dissemination research, and addressing disparities. And our fifth priority is where I work and how and where these three panelists are supported, and that's in the methods program. And our official I'm having some tech issues here. Well, there it goes. So this last priority is accelerating patient-centered outcomes research and methodological research. And this is just an overview, but essentially the last section is the methods and infrastructure for CEP and CER and PCORI. That's our program area, and this is where these three panelists are situated with their programs. But before I go there, just as an overview, PCORI really does, as I said, we support clinical effectiveness research, and the model that we really try to support through both our methods programs and all our trial-based studies is patient-centered. And as we all know, it's an emerging field. There's growing evidence, but there's still a lot to learn as far as best practices of how to truly prioritize topic areas generated from patient and stakeholder concerns, voices, experiences. In general, or overall, PCORI's mission was to create and to support research that provides high integrity evidence-based information to patients, clinicians, and broader healthcare community. And we feel, both as a national priority and within our program area, that rigorous research methods are needed to produce relevant, trustworthy findings that can improve patients' healthcare outcomes. And so we have, and I'll go into this in more detail in a few more slides, but as for the methods program, we support a whole spectrum. So not only analytical methods, such as quantitative methods in both analysis and design, but also the whole sort of life course. So everything from research topic prioritization, engagement of communities, different data generation methods, systematic reviews, evidence synthesis. So we have a whole spectrum of research projects. And the three panelists today represent what we consider our methods that are advancing the science of engagement with patients and stakeholders in the research enterprise. And so our main goals within the methods program, and very much in alignment with the work that the panelists do, is to identify methodological gaps relevant to the conduct of patient-centered outcomes research, fund high-impact studies, such as the three projects that you'll hear about today, and then disseminate and facilitate the adoption of these new methods to improve the conduct of patient-centered outcomes research. We fund 73 projects in 24 states, DC, and also Quebec. So non-US institutions can receive monies, though they have to ensure that the impact of their work will also impact the American healthcare system. And so we have six areas of interest. I know I just said that there's the whole spectrum, and we definitely see methods on a continuum, but we do also try to organize our work within research areas of interest. And so, as you can see, our first research area of interest is our methods for patient and stakeholder engagement. And also because PCORI does believe that engagement matters, really hearing from the patient and the stakeholder throughout the study. Although these are often very technical projects, 69 of our 73 projects have some level of engagement. It may be patients, but it also might be fellow scientists, patient advocacy groups, a whole spectrum of different people that would be interested in seeing these methods being advanced. And we also have two panels that do all of our, when we do our merit review, they're generally cut into the latter half, numbers 4, 5, and 6, generally are the more quantitative, and areas 1, 2, and 3 definitely tend to integrate more mixed methods. And this is another depiction of our different awards. And you can see for Research Area of Interest 1, for methods of patient and stakeholder engagement, really advancing the science, there are 8 projects in total. And our 3 panelists today represent this smaller but important group of projects. So today's panelists, I've seen all their presentations, and I think you're going to get a lot out of them. They're coming from different access points with patients, communities, and other stakeholders. And as I mentioned, they're coming from different parts of the country. And really, I think you'll get a lot out of the presentations because they're really showing you with such conceptual clarity the ways that they're approaching in a systematic way, working with patients and stakeholders in a way that's dignified and also systematic and very much, I think, portable, and providing these roadmaps so that other researchers with different backgrounds, whether they're seasoned community-based type folks or not, can really take these methods and go and really do their own outreach and work with patients and stakeholders. So this is the order that the panelists will be presenting. And at this time, I am going to read the bios, and then we'll go ahead with the presentations. So Dr. Lavallee is a research assistant professor at the University of Washington. She leads CERTIN, which is an acronym, Patient Voices, an initiative to incorporate the patient perspective into research activities through active patient engagement. Dr. Lavallee is formally trained in health services research with a specific focus in qualitative methods and patient-centered outcomes research. She holds a PharmD from the University of Kansas and a PhD in pharmaceutical health services research from the University of Maryland. And I don't want to steal your thunder, and I still am feeling a little bad about the painted horse comment. So
I'm excited somebody else got to use it and was
enthusiastic. Oh, good. So we're excited about her work. She does some really nice comparisons between crowdsourcing and focus groups and surveys, so she'll go first. And then Zolt Nagkaldi will go next. He's an associate professor and the director of research in the Department of Family and Preventive Medicine at the University of Oklahoma Health Sciences Center. He's the research director of the Oklahoma Physicians Resource Research Network, a nationally acclaimed patient... What's the B? Research Network, excuse me. Since 2001, he's been working closely with a network of community primary care practitioners to improve the quality and safety of care through translational practice-based research, comparative effectiveness, and patient-centered outcomes research. And so that's, as I spoke about these different access points, the first two come from working with patients from registries, different access points, but within registries. And then lastly, Dr. Emily Zimmerman, who's in Virginia, will talk about the SEED method, which is very participatory, ground up from the community perspective. She's an associate professor and the director of research in the department. Senior researcher at Virginia Commonwealth University Center on Society and Health. She's an associate professor in the Division of Epidemiology in the Department of Family Medicine and Population Health. Her research interests include social determinants of health and community and stakeholder engagement and research. And I just have 2 more slides before I pass it over to Danielle. I just wanted to end my brief presentation with the engagement model that PCORI uses and the the idea is that we really believe in engaging patients and stakeholders at these different phases of research. And the first phase really being topic selection and research prioritization. And that's why it's exciting to have these three projects, because they are approaching topic selection, research prioritization from the patient and stakeholder voice in very different but all very rigorous ways. And in doing so, they're very much operationalizing and embracing the engagement principles that PCORI has set forth and others who do patient-centered outcomes research have set forth. And these concepts of reciprocal relationships, co-learning, partnerships, trust, transparency, and honesty, there's certainly plenty of applications we see where those words are thrown around loosely. And I have to say from understanding these projects, that the way that these three panelists work with their communities and with patients and stakeholders, they're really walking their talk. And so it's really an honor to be up here and be at this table with them and learn more about their projects.